Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is a pleasure to be joined by the great, legendary Oral Hershiser. Now, some, of course, may remember just the 1988 season, but we here in New York, BT, I like to focus on the 1999 season with the Mets. And I got to say this, I used to go to the games. This is a true story. I'd go to the games as a nut job, and I would yell out, you know, because I was a big fan of yours, I love Oral!
Wait a minute.
No, that's what I would yell out to support you. Anyway, welcome aboard.
There's kids listening.
Hey, listen, this guy's a wild card. Look out for him, Oral.
He's a wild card?
Wild card,
can
buddy.
I sit on your side?
You could. That's yeah, the good
me,
side.
Let me come over there.
You killed us with the 88 team, but oof, my God, that is... Even as a young fan, like, that is one of the seasons still I look at you like, God... Legendary.
Oh, you're 19. So nice.
Well, it's true. I mean, I'm a Met fan, but yeah. Still, I mean, that's an all-time great team.
And I'm a fan of that Met team. You know, those were some of the greatest players that I ever played against. You know, talking about the Keith Hernandezes and the Gary Carters and the Daryl Strawberries and Wally Backman and all of them, and then Dwight Gooden, the years that he's had through those times. Those were some amazing Met teams. You know, when I played against or played with guys that I played against before, those are the kind of guys you want to be with in the locker room because you respect the ability and the competitiveness when they were on the opposing side, and now they're in your locker room. The number one guy I can remember is Matt Williams from the San Francisco Giants,
third baseman.
We both became Cleveland Indians at the time, now the Cleveland Guardians, and the Indians / Guardians put us next to each other in spring training on purpose.
They did.
Because they didn't want any controversy of these two guys that fought each other. But it had been the same way when I was with Straw.
Yeah.
I was with Straw as a Dodger. Him and Cal Daniels came over there, guys I went toe-to-toe with. But all of a sudden, you're teammates.
And they got to figure it out like big boys, no doubt.
Yeah.
So I think you're a perfect person to ask this of. A mound visit today, when the manager comes out, what's said versus maybe where they're thinking about taking the pitcher out, somebody with your equity, versus back then a mound visit. How it's got to be so different. Has to be.
Well, it was definitely different. Tommy Lasorda never really came out and didn't take you out of the game. So you might have had an argument if you were trying to stay in the game with Tommy. I don't think we're going to see a lot of arguments on the mound. The only one on the staff of the Dodgers might do it, and we've seen it at times, is Clayton Kershaw because of the resume. He can then say something back to Dave Roberts. But the mound visit is usually, if it's the pitching coach, it's usually because the pitcher's in trouble, right?
Yep.
He's also maybe thrown too many pitches that inning, and he probably needs a little bit of a rest. So he's up to the 22, 24, 26 pitches, and the pitching coach is going out to try and separate that workload from the next workload when they leave him in the game, you know, because if he's going to go to 30 pitches or so. But as far as, like, the vernacular that's used or the pretty words that are used, it was a little different probably back in the day.
Do you think the pitch clock, talk about trying to get a pause and get a little respite out there when the pitching coach comes out. You know, one of the things, and there's not enough data necessarily to prove this yet, but it's, you know, throw the ball, catch it, throw the ball. You can't really gather yourself. And
nope.
Does that have a real adverse effect? You believe that?
Yeah, I really do. I really believe it is. I think that We are playing in a different generation. What they're expected to do and what we did are completely different, but it's not about ability, it's about culture. You know, there's 10 pitchers on a staff in my day, back in the 80s and the 90s. Now there's 13 or 14 at times. Well, you can divide up the workload in a different way, and you can ask the athletes, say, we need 100% effort every pitch. Compared to my day, we need 7 innings.
Yeah.
You know, and 125 pitches.
Yep.
Well, you can't go 100% all out and throw 125 pitches and be at 100%, and you're going to get hurt. And every amount of effort, it raises the risk quotient. And when you throw a pitch, everyone is not just flowing out of your body like a great athlete. I mean, you're making adjustments all the time. You're landing improperly. Your leg kick and your hip turn aren't the same. And all of a sudden, yes, you're a big leaguer, and you just threw a big league pitch, and it was 95, and it had great movement. But the stress on your body to make that ball do that with almost, you know, okay mechanics, but they're world class. It's a different kind of stress.
So how come you were – how many complete games you have in 1988?
15.
Wow.
And you were a bulldog. I mean,
was part of the culture too.
Okay. But do you think – like these guys are getting hurt left and right. Yeah. Why is that the case? But you had guys like yourself that could go out there and throw 15 complete games and win a Cy Young.
Yeah.
And dominate in postseason.
I think baseball has a problem, and I think baseball is addressing it as far as the injuries to pitchers. And I think it is coming down to – so many things are measured, and then once they're measured, you know exactly when you're really good on your spin rate. You know your velocity. You know your mechanics. You know your release point. You know when I did this finger pressure, the ball did this, and they told me that's the best slider I've ever thrown. Now you have athletes all trying to hit those measurements, including in practice.
Yeah.
And now practice for me was about building habits and building rhythm. It wasn't about performing. And so I think trying to perform in practice, I think trying to perform in the minor leagues, I think trying to perform for the draft pick and for the scouts, that's a lot of wear and tear to get to these numbers, to get recognized, to get a job, to get a promotion, to get to the big leagues, to be the best. That's five layers of be at your best 100% of the time.
Wow. My son's 10 years old. They have radars on perfect game. We talk. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely insane.
You need to protect him.
I do.
You need to protect him as a parent.
No, I try my best. He loves it. I definitely do. I'm with
you.
That
guy right over there is my son.
Where is he? Which one? There he is.
6'8", threw 95 miles an hour in high school.
And?
They hurt him.
Oh. Did he get to college at least?
When I was there, the maximum amount of pitches I'd let him throw was 65. When
wow.
I was out of town as the Texas Ranger pitching coach.
Yeah.
His mom would call me and say, he's at 110. I go, walk up there and get him out of the game.
Oh, wow.
That is wrong.
They would disrespect you like that? That's crazy.
As the pitching coach, we built our guys on only taking them up 10 to 12 pitches as we built them up to their pitch counts. And those 10 to 12 pitches as we built them up were usually not in the game where we're building them up, but in the bullpen.
Is it because there's less stress in the pen?
Yeah, there's way less stress in the pen because you can take your time between pitches.
Yeah.
If you want to work on a certain thing, you can. There's no ego in throwing a pitch in the bullpen compared to throwing the pitch in a inter-squad game in the big leagues or in an exhibition game or even in a real big league game.
Well, one thing that seems much more pronounced now, and I don't know if it's just because the broadcasters talk about it more, there's more information, I feel like more than ever that pitchers come back for a new season with a new pitch. Like they didn't use a slider, now they got a slider, now they got a sinker, now they got a splitty, now they got a circle chain, whatever it might be.
Right.
And like back then, primarily two-pitch guys, like Guidry had the slider,
right.
Randy Johnson had the slider, Doc had the 12-6 deuce hammer with the fastball. Is it that easy to learn a new pitch?
Al Leiter and Pettit had the cutter.
Yes, Mariano cutter. Is it that easy to learn a new pitch in 2 months?
Well, what I don't like is when we talked about measurements, this whole thing of going into the pitch, experimentation area where they're measuring things and saying, okay, now we're going to split your fingers, now we're going to do this. Immediately, that's a new stress on your elbow, on your hand, on your shoulder. And those new stresses will then lead to possible injury. I threw a split finger for one start.
Wow.
I could not figure out my changeup. I threw some split fingers in the bullpen. I said, those are working pretty good. I'm going to use that as my changeup today. I went to my catcher, Mike Socha, and I said, my changeup today is going to be a splitter. I struck out 7 guys with it in 5 innings, and after the 5th inning, I went to Mike and said, I'm not throwing that pitch anymore. He's like, why not? I go, my elbow is killing me.
Wow.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Because it's a new stress.
Yep.
And you take anything and spread your 2 fingers, any fingers you want to spread, you're immediately going to feel the tension go into your forearm.
Yep.
If the tension in your forearm is there, now your elbow and your ligaments are in trouble. And then once that goes, you're going to change the angle of your throw a little bit, and now you got a new stress on your shoulder. I like the pitching laboratory. I like that they can experiment. But once they experiment and they find it, they can't fall in love with the pitch in practice and in games too quickly. They've got to build it. So we see all the Asian pitchers, right? They come over, Korea, Japan. They all have the split. They've all been throwing it since they were 8 years old.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They've been splitting their fingers and trying to have a relaxed forearm since they were a young man. We don't learn that in the U.S. of A, or maybe a little bit in Dominican. Dominican's more fastball slider. It's getting more splits now, but they have more of the changeup from like Pedro Martinez and different people. Venezuela, they're starting to get there, but they're more fastball slider. But in Japan, in Korea, they're coming over with split fingers since they were 8 years old, and their arms are ready for it.
BT and Sal on the Fan Talk and went baseball all-time great. Oral Hershiser had one of the great seasons of all time in 1988. You were far different from what you were in 88 to what you were in 99.
For sure.
So it shows me that it's not just he's got an ability thing. You were able to pitch and learn how to adjust to your older body. How'd you do that and still have success even, 11 years later?
Well, it was nice to have Bobby Valentine as my manager because Bobby was a guy that would break all culture. There was an outing where I think I got knocked out in 1 2/3 innings. And Bobby, we didn't have anybody on the staff. They were going to have to call somebody up or do it to start the next day. And I started the next day myself. I said, Bobby, I'll do it. I'm not ruining the staff. I'm almost 40 years old. In 99, I was 41 almost. Yeah, born in 58. So I'm 41 years old. I'm like, Bobby, big deal. I know I can do it. I don't care if I get hurt. I'm 41 years old. I'm not going to do this to the rest of these kids. And I went out and I threw like five innings and we won the game.
Bulldog.
But it wasn't bulldog as much as just like, you just do what you do when you love it.
Guys, well, can't do it now at age 25.
It is 41. Mental. It is mental. I never believed in putting a square peg into a round hole. But if you look across big leagues at my day, there was Jamie Moyer throwing 78 to 82 miles an hour, and then he would change speeds, and he would have a slow curveball. He'd pitch up, he'd pitch away. Okay, so that's the velocity. Then there's Dwight Gooden throwing almost 100, right? And Nolan Ryan and those guys. Okay,
yep.
They're both winning. So we know that it's not velocity now, right? Because 100 miles an hour is winning. and 72 miles an hour and 78 miles an hour is winning.
But the difference is, back then, you would get a chance to make a team, get signed late round. Now, if you're throwing 85, you're not getting drafted, Oral.
It's
you're
true.
Just not getting drafted.
No, but you. But then you think about, okay, is it movement? And then you guys, you see the movement, all right? You got
Greg
a good
Maddox.
Slider. Yeah, movement, and you got a slider, you got a good curveball, you got a good sinker, you got this. But there are guys with good movement that are getting beat, and there's guys with good movement are winning.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? What does it come down to? It comes down to location. And we know movement works because knuckleballs are thrown at 60 miles an hour, and they move. They tell you it's not velocity, and they tell you it is movement, but you do have a tough time throwing it for a strike. So I think as we move forward in pitching now, baseball has tested all the different philosophies of velocity, movement, change of speed, change of movement, all the different things have been tested, and now we have a health issue. I think we're going to get to where baseball finds one of those quotients, one of those things, and we're going to come back to pitching.
That's
it's
awesome.
Not going to be throwing.
I don't think you'll remember this. We're going to wrap it up soon. Great Oral Hershiser, as a BT and Sal on the Fan. I guess it was it 99? Why am I forgetting the year? It may have been 99. Remember the All-Star Cafe in Manhattan? You remember that when you came in?
I think we lived at 79 and 2nd.
So you're on the east side. But look, do you remember watching the Tyson Holyfield fight when Tyson got bit? Because I was at the table next to you.
You were?
That's right.
You asked me for an autograph.
No. I said the Yankees are going to beat your ass is what I said.
No. You asked me for an autograph, and we didn't have selfies back then. But you wanted a picture, but you couldn't get it.
I'm always down to talk shop.
But I'm the wild card.
Yeah. All you guys were pounding beers. I think Manny
no,
may have been
what do you mean
there.
All us guys? I don't even drink.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe you were.
It was lemonade.
All right, I got an actual question for you here.
I don't even know why I came on the show.
Because you're the great Oral Hershiser.
Oh, no.
88.
And there's my wife. Will you tell her about the great?
She asked
me to take the garbage out.
I said, I'm a Cy
Young. I don't take garbage out.
She looks happy. I'll give her that. She actually does. She looks happy.
He's married to Oral.
Woo! Doesn't hurt that you have a few bucks either there, big boy.
All right, I got something big below the waist. It's a wallet.
So two questions.
There we go.
I was going to ask you about that as far as your son. You sit back and watch. Does your son understand your dominance in 88, how you have one of the great seasons in the history of the sport?
My son is very, very smart, but he does not reveal how much he knows about my career until I hear him talking to other people and they ask him a question. But we don't talk around the house. We don't talk dinner. We don't sit and reminisce, and he quotes back games that he's been. But, no, he's super smart.
All right, 88, tougher lineup, tougher team to face, Mets or A's?
Mets or A's?
Good question.
Mets a lot harder.
A lot harder?
A lot harder. Oakland team had holes. Mets team was professional hitters. You know, Canseco and McGuire, for me, had slider speed bats because they came out of the American League and everybody tried to trick them. And I said, we're not throwing them a breaking ball for a strike, guys, unless we absolutely have to. I wouldn't throw them a breaking ball for a strike anytime. And I think I threw maybe one or two, but I almost tried to bounce them no matter what. I just felt like they had slider speed bats, and they were always thinking we're going to trick them. And until they proved not, we wouldn't. But if I did that with Keith Hernandez, if I did that with Wally Backman, if I did that with,
Gary.
Gary or McReynolds. Or
Dykstra still there, yeah.
Dykstra. Yep. I mean, anybody over there. I'm trying to think of the other Straw.
Yep.
Straw had holes,
Ojo.
But Straw could still figure out a way to put the ball in play and hit it hard. But I would say the Mets were more professional hitters.
Interesting.
I threw like four curveballs in the dirt to Dave Parker with Oakland, and he swung it all of them.
He was older at that point. Well, he was also 57 years old when you faced him there, Oral. Come on.
That's not very nice.
But that A's lineup was looked to be – that A's team
– Why don't you do the interview and just let him go?
Well, first you didn't even want to sit next to him.
That's right.
Well, that was at the beginning, but he's calmed down now.
That A's team.
Because he knows I'll bite back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that A's team was they were in the middle of, I want to say dynasty, but they were in the World Series 88, 89, 90. Obviously, you guys got them.
They were amazing.
Yeah, so they were a great team. And the
Bobby
Mets.
Bobby Welch, Dave Stewart, all those.
Great pitching, obviously, big lineup. And the Mets, we look at it as that year saying a missed opportunity. The Mets should have probably.
Beat us 10 out of 11. We didn't have to play the 12th game because neither team needed it. It was a rainout. They dominated us. Davey Johnson did an amazing job with the leading that club. But, we lost game one on a blooper off of Jay Howell. Gary Carter blooped it into center field in the 88 National League playoffs. And then Tommy Lasorda the next day came into our locker room, walked through there, and he goes, let's go. If it was a one-game series, we'd all be going home and, you know, on vacation. But it's not. It's a seven-game series. And I don't care what they did in the regular season. He just started bellowing out Tommy Lasorda-isms everywhere.
Yeah.
And every other word probably had an F with it, you know. And it was just – he just believed in us and kept pushing us. And we had crazy guys like Steve Sachs and Mickey Hatcher and Kirk Gibson and Mike Socha that, you know – they didn't care either about yesterday.
Yeah.
They just went out and tried to do it again. And, you know, Soch was huge in that series.
Yeah.
He hit the
home
run off of Doc Gooden. Gibby is starting to be hurt, and because they forced us to play in sleet because of the TV schedule, and Gibby went out in left field and made a catch for me in my start where he probably pulled both hamstrings.
Was that a day game?
Yeah.
I remember that catch.
Yeah. Yep.
He was, like, sliding and tripping.
Sliding.
I remember that. Is that the game that Mickey Hatcher scored a run, like, where he had no business scoring?
Yeah.
He basically crawled to home plate. The Mets were better than you guys that year.
Oh, way
they
better.
They were much better.
It was not even close. Way better. I got one quick story. I know you guys got to go to break, but the quick story is Mickey Hatcher should have been the co-MVP of the 80 World Series. We go to Mickey Mantle's restaurant in New York.
Oh, yeah, Central Park.
Before the series starts, and he is told before we beat the Mets, he goes to Mickey Mantle's table, and Mickey Mantle goes, "You can't be named Mickey and not hit home runs." Now, Hatcher hit like one or two home runs the whole season.
Uh-huh.
He hit two in the World Series.
That's a good
Mickey
story.
Mickey Mantle said, "You can't be named Mickey and not hit runs." Patch hit home run on a hit and run.
On a hit and run?
A hit and run where he's supposed to be hitting a line drive or a ground ball to right while Sachs is running.
Yeah.
He hits a home run to left. He's running around the bases like this. You know, he's waving his arm. He's doing it, you know, he's doing Gibson on steroids.
Who else was at Mantle's table? Was Yogi there? Do you remember anybody big or no?
No, I don't, you know, I don't remember all those celebrities like you.
Yeah, I
don't try and go to their table like you.
Yeah, all right, take it easy, buddy.
All right, Oral, we appreciate the time. A legendary season in 88,
awesome.
Even though it broke my heart as a Met fan. I still love it to this day. You're
if it
a bulldog.
Was a book, you need to turn a page.
Yeah, well, I can't. It'd be nice if the Mets won one since, but they haven't. It's been 86. But we did appreciate you in 1999. We appreciate your time. The great Oral Hirschfeld.
Yeah, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Awesome.
It's out on the fan.
Great.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.